6 years ago, 100 Americans led by a U.S. congressman and senator went to Benin in West Africa to take part in what one group member called the irresistible need to heal the wounds left behind by the slave trade. Starting afresh at the gate of no return, they began their journey of forgiveness and reconciliation. The same seaside location was part of YPRESS's Benin reporting trip. The Gate of No Return, constructed in 1992 by the Republic of Benin, is one of the most ominous, foreboding, and serene things I've ever seen. It is simple, yet powerful. Located near the Bight of Benin, an inlet of the Atlantic Ocean, the archway seems to be in the middle of nowhere. In the center of a circular foundation was a plain archway, measuring about 30 feet, and across the top was an engraving depicting two lines of slaves pulling a rope with their backs to the viewers. As I walked through the archway, it was a bit surreal and thought-provoking. The only thought I had was that of the 3 million slaves who had departed from the shores of Benin and were never to return to their homes. Staring at the majestic ocean, I saw something so beautiful, and yet looking at it through the arches of the gate, I saw something that represented the transgressions of mankind. The area portrayed the dichotomy of the alluring and the abhorrent. Those thoughts didn't hit me immediately, but after a while I connected the dots. As I realized I could walk to the water, I began at a fast pace. Was 20 feet away from it, I just stood there and took in the scene, the waves washing the beach and the birds overhead. I'd flown across this ocean to interview kids and never thought one of the high points of the trip would be here, standing, looking, and otherwise doing absolutely nothing. When it was time to leave, I turned and noticed something I hadn't seen before. On the side of the gate facing the water, there was another engraving. It was slaves facing the water, pulling a rope. Resigned faces stared at me, faces that allowed me to literally put a face to a name. In this case, the name was slavery. For YPRESS, this is Jonathan Gaynor.